Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band, thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
It's everybody's favourite part of Friday. It's Fancy New Band time. I'm joined in the studio by Lahali, aka Rosalie Norton. Morena.
Kia ora, morena.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming up and joining us for Fancy New Band. It's a pleasure to have you in the studio.
No, I'm so excited, and it's so cool to see the office space, the studio space as well. I'm like, it's
the
a
office,
vibe.
The studio. It's kind of an all-in-one situation.
It's a package.
Awesome. You're going to play some music for us this morning.
Yes.
Which is very exciting. Tell me a little bit about your journey in music so far. Give us the little like backstory bio.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like I've been doing this a lot more lately, so I'm like trying to hone it into one thing. So we'll try to get there. But I think for me, when I actually started music stuff in general was in primary school, doing choir and nice. Stuff like that. And then we had our, like, what is it, like year six? Our final year, like, production, musical kind of performance, showcase. And all my friends were auditioning for, like, all the leads and stuff like that. And I was like, I have no clue. Like, I danced, but I danced at the time. But I was like, I don't sing, don't act, don't do none of that. Then, like, got the role or whatever. And I was like, wow. But I think at that point, like, actually being able to hear myself sing by myself, I guess, or like actually use my voice. And then, yeah, I feel like from there, starting in local theatre, doing community shows and things like that. So it was very much a theatre focus for me getting into singing. And then throughout, I think even like intermediate and then the start of high school, I really started songwriting. And yeah, I have no, like, the songs that I started writing at the start, oh, embarrassing, embarrassing.
We won't be hearing those today.
Yeah, you won't be hearing that today, not on the album. But yeah, I think for me, starting to find my own voice definitely came from songwriting. And I think, like, being able to use some of those, like, techniques and things that you learn in theatre and more musical theatre style stuff, but being able to put that in... as well, like a sound that sounds like me rather than like trying to act or be a character, just like being myself, which was like scary. But I think songwriting and then releasing my music throughout high school, like just on SoundCloud.
Nice.
So yeah, don't look for that either. Don't look, I think it's still online. I don't know the password. But yeah, so I was starting to put out my music over time throughout high school. And then, I don't know if I'm, should I keep talking? Am I?
No, that's cool. No, okay. It's cool to hear like the background behind it. And then speaking of kind of finding your sound, you've got this really interesting point that you're at now with your most recent single Company featuring Lipani, of course, which came out last week, which is an absolute banger. Everyone needs to go and listen to it.
Thank you.
It's a really like cool, unique sound that you've found with that kind of twist of like pop, but also the like drum and bass kind of electronic like elements of it that feel like very chill at the same time. Is that kind of a sound that, I don't know, you've been curating for some time, or was it like something that you tried that was quite new, or how did that come about?
Yeah, I feel like for me, like before that, before we started making that song, or before the APRA songwriting sessions, my music tended to be like, I would say pretty pop-ish, like pretty pop and kind of soul, which is kind of where I find most of my music now. But that workshop or that day was really cool because it was very much like the slow, like chill vibes for the whole song. And then like literally I went for lunch. Like I was like, I'm hungry, guys. I'm hungry. Everybody else in all the other rooms, all the studios, they're eating lunch. I'm like, I'll have a break. Need to get out of the studio. came back and realized that Frank and Lapani were still in the studio, and I was like, wait a damn minute, what's going on here? And
I leave for one second.
I went to get a salad and I came back and there was a whole drum and bass drop. So like that was
so funny.
It's very funny, and it's, I think it's like, at first I was like, oh, like I don't really know if like that's what the vibe is, but I think what that showed me was like it fits. It sounds, it's a banger. But I think like getting to put myself in different styles of music rather than just boxing, I guess, myself into a certain sound. So I love the song, and I love the I think genre mixing journey that it's kind of been taking me on in the last year-ish.
Cool.
But yeah.
Epic. I guess it's the nature of collaboration as well. It kind of brings about those new things that you wouldn't try on your own necessarily. Cool. Okay, Mean. Shall we hear a song?
Oh, okay.
What's the first song you're going to play for us?
Which one? Okay, the first song is called... What's it called? City... Long title. City... Wait, no. City Lights and Ocean Tides.
Epic.
I actually wrote this from inspiration of like the conversations that were happening on one of the sessions for that prayer workshops. But anyways, let's
Beautiful.
Go.
Let's hear it.
Let's go. She in tune? Yes, she is. A little bird waiting patiently, wondering if this is the life God has laid out for me. Give me some direction, I'm manifesting some attention, 'cause when I try to find my way, I can't help but stop and hesitate, 'cause I haven't been here before. Where everything is shifting, I don't know where I'm heading. This ocean leads me towards a coast of open water. Keep me from falling under. 'Cause what if it all works out and life changes in an instant somehow? I can see it all slowly drifting. I see city lights and ocean tides colliding into my design. It's crazy to see your dreams becoming your reality. I love this new feeling of freedom, a different city every week, my self-doubt's retreating. The quiet girl I used to be, I feel slowly healing, and that patient bird will rise like a phoenix. And everything you said I couldn't be, oh, why was I so scared of becoming me? 'Cause I see city lights and ocean tides colliding into my design. It's crazy to see your dreams becoming your reality. Becoming your reality.
That was so beautiful. Oh my gosh. I feel very lucky. I'm just kind of sitting here like floating with this beautiful music in my ears. Thank you so much.
No,
that was,
thank you.
That was beautiful. What's that song called again?
City Lights and Ocean Tides.
Beautiful. Is that song out for people to enjoy, or is that an unreleased number?
Yes, I released that one, I think end of last year-ish. Trying out like in the Parachute music studio, in the APRA studio.
Epic.
So yeah, that was like kind of one of my first songs that I tried producing and adding different instruments in a proper studio rather than like in my bedroom on like Soundtrap, just pressing random buttons.
Oh, that's cool. That's so cool to be able to like try those different creative processes as well, in terms of like starting out with a song. Obviously, like company we're talking about had a lot of collaboration involved with Frank Keys, and Lapani as well, and then this one being able to go into a studio. Have you found that, like, with these different things kind of coming up, your creative process has changed quite a lot, or does it always kind of start with, like, you and a guitar, or what's the writing kind of look like?
Yeah, I think it's actually, like, even in, like, the last few months, I think, like, I feel like when I was writing music in high school and, like, most of my music straight away came from, like, I don't know, like, the songwriting part, like, writing, I don't know if I'd really call them poems, just, like, brain dumps, writing everything down, and then I'd be like, oh, that's actually kind of cool, maybe I should turn that into a song. But I think in the beginning, a lot of music for me has always been, like, a way of communication, and I also find it, like, with writing, but then, like, I don't know, I think being able to sing it and rather than saying stuff has always been, like, a good way for me to, like, just process things or, like, give myself clarification on this experience. So a lot of my process has always started with the writing bit and then kind of, like, putting it together with a vibe or chords and stuff that kind of feel like what I'm trying to say. But yeah, I feel like after doing more studio stuff, I feel like I've actually just been trying to find now a process that works a bit differently for me. And yeah, so I feel like at the moment I'm still trying to find, like, kind of trying to go back into that writing bit. But yeah, I feel like I'm just still learning at the moment of what my process can look like. But yeah.
That's cool. And it makes for really good music when you can try out different things for the process of creating it. Totally. Someone's texted in just, wow.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
I agree. Wow.
Oh, that's so cute.
Cool. Can you tell me a little bit about, I want to talk about, like, all of your mahi outside of music and where music fits into all of that as well. Because you've done some pretty, like, amazing things. You're how old are you? Like, 19?
19.
Yeah. And you've done, like, you've been, like, a TEDx speaker, and you've, like, done Youth Parliament, and you're just, like, out here girl bossing while also, like, releasing amazing music. Like, tell me all about, what, all the stuff you do.
Ooh.
sorry, very broad question.
Let's go for it. I think for when I started actually songwriting, before that I was blog writing. So, like, that I feel like for me that was, like, my first step in, like, writing more creatively rather than just, like, essays and, like, I don't know, high school things. And then I was blog writing, and I'd seen this really cool page, Seed Y Couture. I think I talked about it in another interview, but, like, hey, we got to keep shouting them out. Cool. But yeah, I contacted them asking if I, they had a blog page, and I was like, hey, do you have any mentoring? I don't know. I just sent a random email. Yeah. But, like, I think I was just really wanting to, feeling a need and a want to get involved in my community, but I think also, like, find ways that I can use the creative writing stuff that I do into something good, into something that actually helps other people articulate how they're feeling, and that kind of, I found myself in blog writing at that point. And then, yeah, I think it was, like a few days or, like, even a few hours later, they responded. I think I was, like, the middle of the night, but I was like, you know what, period. Respond to the email in the middle of the night. And then I jumped on that team and was volunteering. And then maybe, like, a year into volunteering for them or less, they asked me if I wanted to join their governance board.
Whoa.
I was like, okay. I think I was, like, 15 maybe.
Oh,
so, like,
gosh.
First year of high school, year 9. And, yeah, so I ended up getting on the governance board. Still can't read, still can't write, still can't really do math. But, yeah, math is definitely the financials I don't understand. but for that board, I've been on that one for coming up 6 years now.
Wow.
So it's, like, I think it's very cool to, like, for that instance, being able to see it through its, like, kind of all its stages, that organization. But, like, I don't know, I think it's been cool to know that there was a young person in that space for that long. But yeah, now at the moment, I'm on a couple other boards. What do we do? I've just become a new hiver for the Hive. That's super fun. It's a really cool space that I think I think it's really cool to see that young people's voices at like a higher governance or political level have a space for us in Aotearoa, which I think is it's going to be really exciting. Yeah, challenging and exciting. I think we're going to shake some stuff up, so I think it should be cool.
Cool. Good on you.
Thank you.
That's so cool. And I feel like, you know, you being a young person and speaking to that experience of being a young person in Aotearoa and like figuring out who you are and finding your place, like that's something that we see in your music as a kind of theme as well sometimes. Like that last song you just played was very much like, felt like a coming of age kind of like commentary for me anyway. Is that kind of like your music as a form of expression? Do you feel like your advocacy kind of translates to that, or is it like you want to keep that as a separate kind of creative outlet, or how do those worlds interact for you?
Yeah, I feel like in the past, like it had just been touches of, I think, like, or just like naturally, like the things that I experience or the things that I want to say. My songs tended to be a little bit like advocacy kind of stuff, but with the, like, now that I've kind of released all the music that I have and starting from scratch, I think a lot of my new music or like putting together in a second album or something, like I feel that's going to be very advocacy kind of stuff. And I think that I've not that like I want to make my music like super political or all those things, but like I think just naturally, especially as young people, and I think especially as a woman, as a Pacific woman, like I think a lot of the stuff that I write about ends up being like political or like I'm advocating for something anyways. So I think like, I think it just naturally kind of goes into that, but I think it's just another outlet and another way to inform and communicate those kind of themes to an audience. Yeah.
Beautiful. That's so cool. For anyone who is just tuning in, we're chatting with Lahali, aka Rosalie Norton, for Fancy New Band. We've had one song. We're going to do one more, but before we do, do you want to just tell everyone where they can find you?
Sure. My main platform, I do use Facebook. I do the cross-posting, but most engaged on my Instagram, which is justme_Rosalie. And Spotify, Lahali.
Cool. Epic. What's the last song you're going to play for us?
This one, it's kind of sad, so I'm like, but it's good.
It's okay. We love a sad song.
We love a little sad song. This one is called Sugar in My Coffee, which wrote in high school.
Cool. Let's hear it.
There we go. Okay, Slay. Oh, I said I wouldn't say Slay. Okay, anyways. The more that I take, thought that life would be easier if I was wide awake. Wrap myself in blankets that are already torn. I put more sugar in my coffee. Now I'm back to where I was before. I put more sugar in my coffee. Now I'm back to where I was before. I put more sugar in my coffee. Doesn't take a lot of time for my emotions to decline, just like they always do. In a couple hours' time, I'll have a different storyline and something new to pursue. It's just a habit that I had, and everything just seems to add and feed into this blue hue. I'll caffeinate my way through life, and maybe life will be alright if I keep pushing through. But I'm losing control the more that I take. Thought that life would be easier if I was wide awake. Wrap myself in blankets that are already torn. I put more sugar in my coffee. Now I'm back to where I was before. I put more sugar in my coffee. Now I'm back to where I was before. I to put on fake smiles. I made you believe that the song was happy for a while. I cover up these aching thoughts with poppy beats and snappy chords. I'll sit and be patient while I play my part, your innocent little sweetheart. When I try to be real and tell you how I feel, you just look the other way. And when I close my eyes, I still can't hide from the hurtful things that you say. But it doesn't take long if I just caffeinate my worries away. If I just caffeinate.
Wow, so beautiful. Hell yeah. Thank you so much for joining us with Fancy New Band, Lahali, Rosalie. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
That was a Fancy New Band, thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.